Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh my gosh, everyone is going to be looking at me. Everyone is going to, you know, think this is so embarrassing, and I'm going to be so embarrassed and feel so judged the rest of the day. People will judge you. People will doubt you. People will say every single negative thing because they do not believe in you. People are not as obsessed with you as you may think they are. You should not be afraid of judgment and just being happy. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time and get loud about topics that people don't get loud enough about. So I am so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, thank you for being here. And if you're watching on YouTube, hi, how are you? I hope you're doing well. I am very excited for today's episode because this is a topic that I've been actually thinking about in the back of my head for a while. As you could tell by the title, we are talking about the fear of judgment today. And, you know, I'll be explaining kind of what that is. But the premise of this podcast is really to give you a good understanding of why we live in this fear of what other people think about us, and really taking, you know, negative opinions or, you know, that fear of, oh my gosh, what are people going to say about me if I do this, a little too much to heart. And hopefully by the end of this podcast, you're able to reflect on maybe how you are, you know, deciding to let people's judgment affect you, and hopefully take some power back over that and be able to live your life a little more freely from the judgment and escaping that fear. So I'm going to be walking through all of that today. And as I said, I have a lot of thoughts. I have a bunch written down on my phone today because this like whole topic was like bubbling up in my head. And so I was like, you know what, let's just sit down, film a full podcast episode on it, because I think this is a topic we need to get loud about. So let's start off with some of the fundamentals on why we fear judgment, and why we are so considerate about what other people may think about us. I think we all live in a world where, one, you know, especially now with social media, everything is so public, and now it's so much easier for people to judge you versus before, you know, people would have to say it to your face, or you would like maybe hear rumors or people, you know, talking. But now it's like, if you are a topic of conversation, maybe that can also come up on social media. Now, of course, that's maybe more if you're in the public eye. Not everyone is in that situation, but we all fear that judgment, whether it's from people we know, family, friends, people at school. And I think that this is built up from a very young age. You know, think back to when you went to junior high or elementary school even, and you went to school, maybe you were wearing something that wasn't seen as cool at the time, and you already walked into school thinking, oh my gosh, everyone is going to be looking at me. Everyone is going to, you know, think this is so embarrassing, and I'm going to be so embarrassed and feel so judged the rest of the day. So we go into a lot of situations in life with that notion, that, you know, maybe idea of judgment that we had as kids where we were so fearful gets really carried out. And I think the main premise behind this is we as humans think that everyone cares about us as much as we do. Does that make sense? Like, we obsess over the fact that other people are paying as much attention to ourselves as we are, which is so not true. You know, you may look in the mirror and let's say you wake up with like a huge pimple on your face, okay? And you may be staring at that pimple for 5 minutes in the mirror. That is all you can see. That is all you can look at. You can't even look at the rest of your face because all you see is this pimple. And let me tell you one thing. I can for sure say that nobody else in the world cares as much about this pimple on your face as you do. So when you walk out into the world, yes, people might see it, right? It's on your face. It's a visual characteristic that is now a part of your features for the couple days that it will be there. But people aren't going to sit there and look at your pimple for 5 minutes the way you did in the mirror. And this is like a very important concept to understand, because we think that people, exterior people, will spend as much time over analyzing ourselves as we do. And that is just simply not true. You know, they may notice something about you, right? Like a feature. If you're insecure about something on your body, let's say you're insecure that you have hip dips or a bit more of a tummy or whatever it is, people are going to notice that thing, but they're going to notice it for a second, and then it's going to come back to you, the conversation, and what you actually have to offer them in terms of a relationship, whether that's a friendship or whatever. But they're not going to be hyper focused on this insecurity you have or this issue you have the way that you are in your own head. So that's the first thing I really wanted to get down on the table, is you need to switch your mindset and really just remind yourself every day that people are not as obsessed with you as you think. I know it sounds harsh, and it's not like, you know, you might be like sitting here thinking, Lavinia, like, I don't think people are obsessed with me. I just like, I'm scared that they're judging me for this thing. And that's what I'm saying. People are not obsessed with you enough to be worrying about your acne, your body, how your hair looks that day, any of that. Okay. So like, people are not as obsessed with you as you may think they are. And it's really just in your own head. And you're the one who's really obsessing over these things, because other people, yeah, they're going to notice it. They're not blind, but they may not actually, like, you know, care about that longer than 5 seconds as you would. And the way to really realize this is, think about anybody else in your life, okay? Think about the things that they might be insecure about or worried about that they have vocalized to you. And then really think if this is something that you have really, you know, thought about their insecurity for more than 30 seconds. Because I can tell you, I don't think I have anybody in my life where I have really sat there and pondered over something they're insecure about for more than 5 seconds. You know, I'll look at people and I'll be like, oh, like, you know, they have some acne, or, you know, they're not having the best hair day today or whatever. But like, I don't sit and think about it or think about them the rest of the day. Does that make sense? Like, so I really want you to think about that first of all. And once you start realizing that, all these other pieces I'm about to talk about are going to start fitting in. So first off, people do not care about you as much as you think they do. Now let's kind of shift and talk about the people who seem to care about you or seem to, you know, have an opinion on you or say something. And this is really where that fear of judgment really comes into play, because it gets real, because we start to see, oh yeah, people do say stuff about me. People are negative towards me, so I should live in that fear of judgment. And the biggest thing to realize here is people who truly are there to support you and love you are not going to judge you for making the best decisions for you. So there's two things here. If, you know, you're insecure about something and how you look, someone who really loves you is never going to judge you for that. A lot of people ask me, and I want to do a whole episode all about this, but a lot of people ask me about dating with insecurities, dating with acne specifically, because that's one thing I personally struggle with. And the thing is I actually met my now boyfriend during the time where my acne was the worst it had ever been, ever. Well, we actually started dating at that point, but we had met when my skin was perfectly clear. And let me tell you, the way my skin looked did not change anything about our relationship, how he saw me, if he thought I was attractive or beautiful. That did not change, you know? So someone who is really invested in you as a person and cares about what you have to bring to the world and what you have to bring to the relationship they have with you is not going to care about that physical characteristic that you're standing in the mirror obsessing over, nor are they going to judge you for it. Now, do I get people on TikTok or online on YouTube constantly commenting about my skin, telling me how ugly I am, telling me that I'll never find love, telling me that no man will love me with the skin I have? Yes. But those people are not significant to me. You know, they do not add value in my life. They are not, you know, here to support my dreams and aspirations. You know, that is just noise. And I did a whole episode a couple weeks ago about how to handle negative criticism, and a whole podcast on talking about how to take energy in. So any external comments, and, you know, apply that to energy out. And I talked a lot about making that balance and only giving people back what they gave you. So to me, all of those comments are just pointless noise that I am not going to consider or really let it bother me. That was episode 15. So if you're interested on more on how to handle negative criticism and how to turn it actually into a positive benefit for yourself, go check out episode 15 because I deep dive into all of that. But really the premise of this episode today is living in fear of judgment and how to overcome that. So going back to that point, right, like people who really care about you are not going to judge you for the things that are important to you. Now, there may be people who care about you and that are still going to judge you. You know, I have close family and friends who judge me, maybe not intentionally trying to hurt me, but they just have questions about why I make certain decisions in my life. Now, I made a TikTok about this recently because one thing I find really interesting is the way that we sometimes can bully people or, you know, kind of get down on them for making the best decisions for them or trying to just, you know, accomplish their goals. And I'll give you some examples here. So this is just a common theme I've seen, like people will comment, you know, if someone's super athletic, going to the gym every day, really taking care of their health, people will be like, oh man, you're such a gym rat. Like, come on, like you can't take a break from the gym. Like, you know, you're so like stuck up in this, right? Similarly, if you're out with friends and, you know, everyone wants to grab dessert, but one person's like, you know, I'm just on this new like meal plan. I'm trying to stick to this diet because I have certain like weight loss goals or nutrition goals or whatever it is. And everyone's like, oh, come on, man. Like, just like, you know, don't be so strict with yourself. You can have some dessert, blah, blah, blah. Right. So I've definitely gotten comments like that in my personal life. And some people just don't get it. And with that, you really just have to understand that moment that you are on different paths of goals. You have a goal, that person doesn't have that goal. And you need to just be able to stand up for yourself to be able to still fulfill your goal. So in that situation, you can easily say, hey, well, actually, I'm on this goal. This is something I'm really trying to achieve. So for me, this is really important and I'm not going to partake in whatever activity. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to stand up for what you're trying to achieve in life. Similarly, you know, a huge one, alcohol. This one I find crazy. So I actually stopped drinking a couple months ago just because I saw literally no benefit to consuming alcohol. I never liked it in the first place. And even when I'd have a couple drinks, I was like, this isn't fun for me. I have way more fun when I'm sober. So I just cut it out of my life altogether. And it's been so much easier because instead of telling people I'm not drinking tonight, I just say, oh, I don't drink at all. And I find that just kind of stops them from judging me. But even then, I still do get people who are like, why? Like, why? What made you not drink anymore? And when I just explain, oh, it just doesn't align with what I'm trying to do and achieve in life, then they kind of just turn their heads and some people might just be confused about it. But again, I have to stick to what goals I have and I can't just get sidetracked from opinions that, you know, that person is not in my shoes, they are not aligned with my goals, and they just simply don't understand why I'm making this certain decision. And I think this overall theme is people tend to pick on people for, you know, making the right decisions for their life. I remember in high school, I was bullied so much for being on social media, which is crazy because now everybody wants to be an influencer, you know, but back then I would get so many people, you know, making fun of my videos. I remember I had a teacher who literally started playing my video in the class when I walked in, and at the time I had like 2,000 subscribers, so like really fresh. And it was so embarrassing walking in and seeing that people would ask me, oh, like, are you making money off this? You know, or they would tell me my videos are so bad. Or like, I'd have trolls that I knew I went to high school with that would comment like mean things on my videos. And you know what? I'm so happy that I never let any of that really stop me from pursuing my dreams, because I'm at this point now where I'm a full-time content creator, and I have so many people tell me that they actually had YouTube channels back in junior high, but they stopped because so many people, you know, were making fun of them, or they felt like if anybody actually found out about their videos, they would be so embarrassed. And this makes me so sad to hear, because how many of those people could have been in my shoes living out their dreams as a content creator? Not saying all of them wanted to be content creators, but I'm just, you know, thinking about it hypothetically, right? If all those people as kids were like, yes, this is what I want to do, but they just stopped doing it out of fear of being judged, isn't that like kind of sad? And I want you to really think about this because you can be missing out on so many opportunities in life because of the fear that is holding you back and that fear of people judging you for something. So think about that. And I want you to think about, you know, life in general. Have there been situations where you held yourself back from accomplishing something or going after a dream that you wanted to do because you were afraid of what people will say about you? Because I am for sure certain that you guys all have an example of something in your life that has happened, because I know I have those examples. And I am in a very, like, you know, I'm at the stage of my life where I'm like, I want to live out my dreams no matter what people think about me. And I'm happy I still had that at the age of 13 with the concept of content creating. But there's definitely other things that, you know, I held back in or kind of restricted myself in because of that fear of judgment. I remember also when I was in high school, I was a very studious person. I had like straight A's going through high school and all of that. And a lot of people would make fun of me for it. They would call me a nerd. They'd say, oh, like, you're such like a bookworm. Like, you know, you're always stuck.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Blah, blah, blah. And furthermore, when I said that I wanted to go into engineering, I got judged because it's like, well, you're like a woman. Women can't be good engineers. I remember I had a teacher once ask me what I wanted to do as a career, and I said, I'm going into engineering, and they looked at me like up and down and said, you an engineer? And I was like, yeah, me an engineer. And they're like, well, you know, you can't wear heels to the field. And I was like, yeah, I'll just have to wear different shoes that day. So it's very interesting. People, you know, very much create these judgments on you. And if they do create judgments on you, you have to just, you know, think, does this judgment align with my goals, or is it like anti my goals? And you have to make that, you know, decision very rigorously and very, you know, consistently to not let other people's judgment impact your view towards your goals, because all of this judgment starts clouding your vision. You have to clear up that window and start, you know, just looking forward towards what you're trying to achieve. And, you know, now being in engineering, I am praised for going into it, especially in this world of content creating. You know, when people find out that I'm also in engineering and working in that field, people praise me for it. So it's interesting. It's always so interesting to see how people will judge you for something and then praise you for it when you're actually successful in it. That happened to me for sure with content creating. I remember, you know, everyone was like, they would always reference my videos as like definitely something that was a hobby. No one took it seriously. I remember so many people would always ask me, oh, are you still doing those little videos you do in your room? Do you still do your little videos? All of that, blah, blah, blah. And now how the tables have turned, because now people praise me for being a content creator. People always are asking me, how much money do you make? How'd you become so successful? Oh my gosh, it's so amazing that you're working with all these brands, and it's so amazing that you can, you know, do all this work and have built this whole business from the ground up. And it's like, it's real funny how when I started and I was at the ground and not at the up part, I was at the ground, I got so much judgment and people didn't see my business, that even at the time I took content creating very seriously. Even when I had 100 followers, even when I had 1,000 followers, I always took it seriously because I knew this was what I was trying to build. And people treated it as a joke. But now it's not a joke anymore when I'm successful. And this I want to lead us into our next topic with, is people will praise your success and bully your upbringing. Anytime you're working towards something, people will judge you. People will doubt you. People will say every single negative thing because they do not believe in you. Well, let me tell you something, you got to believe in yourself, because you know that when you get to that day where you've reached success, and I'm putting quotations around success because there's a lot of different ways to define that, whether you have a goal of certain money status or, you know, status in the industry or education or whatever. Once you get to that point of success and other people start seeing that success, all of a sudden, all that negativity will be praised by those same people. So just remember that. And with that, I want to say that if there's something you want to do in life that you feel you are being restricted with, that you feel that you are being held back by this fear of judgment, let me tell you something. Either people don't care, or if people judge you, they will judge you no matter what. So might as well do something that will blow them out of the water and knock their socks off, because you are killing it. You know what I mean? So like, you can't control what people say about you. You can't control what people think about you or the judgments people make about you, but you can control what you put out in the world and what you do through your actions. So, you know, if you tell people, hey, I want to build this business, I want to become this successful, I want this goal, you know, I want to lose weight, I want to put on muscle, whatever your goal in life is, I want to go to university, whatever it is, people will judge you. People will, you know, not take you seriously. People will doubt you. And what you got to do is not keep, you know, fueling these people's negative things with words and telling them, yes, I'm going to do this, yes, I'm going to do this. Go out and do it. Shut out that judgment. Go out and do it. Go into the world and prove to them what you are capable of. And then when you reach that success with your actions, that will shut those people right up. And they will not have any negative opinions to say about you. And that's just the truth of the matter. So if you're afraid of judgment, people will judge you anyways. And you have to realize that no matter what you do, whether it's good, bad, whatever you do, people will have something to say about it. So you might as well just pick the thing that aligns mostly with your goals and you know will knock people's socks off when you get to the finish line, because they're going to judge you no matter what. And that is something I really had to come to terms with, especially as a content creator, because I put, you know, content out and I put it out for anybody in the world to judge. And no matter what I do, there's always going to be that one negative comment on a video, no matter what. You know, I put on makeup, people tell me, oh my gosh, don't put on makeup, take it off, you look better without makeup. I take off my makeup, people say, oh, you can't even put on some makeup to film a video. So that's what I mean, like, no matter what, people are going to have something to say about you. And even now, like, in with the goals that I have in mind, you know, everybody has something to say. Everyone has their piece of criticism, judgment, or, you know, advice that they want to try to give you. And you have to be very, very conscious of what you really take to heart and what you really let take energy from you, because you have to try to stay on your track and stay focused and not let all these obstacles of judgment stop you from reaching your destination that you have planned out for yourself. The next topic I want to get into is, I think, a really helpful one for kind of switching your mindset on who you should be listening to for judgment, criticism, all of that. And one thing I really like is, I don't know where I first heard this, but I know a lot of people have said it, so I'm not like making this is not an original thing, but nobody above you will judge you for what you are doing. Nobody more successful than you is going to stop to look at you, think about what you're doing, and judge you on your actions. Because anybody who is more successful than you is just working on their goals. They're not going to look at what you're trying to accomplish and judge you for that, because guess what? They were at your position one day, right? So for me, for example, right now I'm actually working on starting my own skincare line, which has been a huge learning curve. So many, you know, things that have come up, so many, you know, things that I've had to learn and kind of work through. And I've realized that everybody I've talked to in the industry that has a successful brand has been nothing but supportive of me and nothing but offering to give me advice, to give me guidance, and to help me build my brand for it to also be successful. Now, where have I received the criticism from? I've received the criticism from people who have no idea what it is like to start a brand, are not business owners, have no, like, you know, area of expertise in running or starting any kind of business, let alone in the skincare world. And I always found this really interesting, because I receive so much judgment from people immediately tell me it's never gonna work. Your idea, it's never gonna work. You're not gonna be able to make money off of it. It's gonna be so hard to build a clientele. It's going to be so hard to do this. It's gonna be, you know, difficult to do this. You might as well quit while you're ahead, because you're gonna lose so much money. And the thing is, you know, I would very openly take any of that advice from someone who has been through it, you know, who has maybe gone down a similar path as me, who's tried it, and maybe they had a lot of struggles with it. But when I'm hearing this judgment and this, you know, advice, and I put advice in quotations because, like, is it really advice or is it just, like, negativity? When I'm getting this, you know, these comments from people who have no experience in this field, it really makes me think, like, how are you giving me this advice when you've never even gone through it yourself? So people are really going to try to drag you down and be negative when you are above them, when you are more successful, when you have something in your life that they do not have. And why are they trying to drag you down instead of let you pull them up to your level? It's because they don't have the balls. And I'm gonna be, you know, aggressive with this one. They don't have the balls to make changes in their life to be able to, you know, fight for the goals and work towards the goals that they want in life. They don't have, you know, the courage to actually take those risks and start making decisions in their life to strive for what they want. So what are they gonna do? They're gonna find people that have what they want and bring them down. Because they are envious and they don't want to see your success. Because if you are successful, all that is doing is driving their fuel and anger inside of themselves. This is something that is their issue, not yours. That, you know, hatred inside of themselves on why they can't also be successful. And I know that was like a lot, but you really have to think about all of what I said and think about if you have anyone in your life that you feel is dragging you down or is not helping you, you know, or supporting you to reach your next goal. These people are very dangerous because they will drag you down the second that you let them. If you start to slip and you start to give in to what they're saying, they will drag you down. And they will not stop until they try to, you know, deteriorate all your success and stop you from trying to achieve your goals. So it's really important to identify those people and, you know, try to have those conversations or, you know, maybe distance yourself from people who are not supporting you and just trying to drag you down in life. That is a topic for a whole nother episode, but I just wanted to briefly touch on that because it's really important. And you got to think that no one above you is threatened by your success. That's what the word I was trying to find earlier. These people who are, you know, constantly nagging on you and just telling you how you're not successful, how you're never going to make it, how, you know, it'll never work out. They are just threatened by your potential success. Whereas anybody above you, anyone more successful than you, they're not threatened by your success. They've made it. They're doing their own thing. They're reaching their own goals. They understand that your goals, even if you're maybe in the same industry, are different from their goals. And they're doing their thing. You're doing your thing. And there's room in the industry for everybody. I truly believe that. There's room in the world for everybody and everybody's ideas, creativity, goals, all of that. And everybody's success. I truly, truly do believe that. But as I said, like these people who are at that success level that are maybe a few years ahead of you or, you know, have just gained more success than you because they've been working on it for a bit longer, they are not going to be threatened by you stepping into your goals and trying to accomplish something. So that is one thing that I really, really wanted to point out. And I feel this a lot in the content and influencer industry, actually. There have been influencers and content creators I have met that I can feel that they are threatened by me. And I'm not saying this in like a cocky way of like, oh my gosh, I'm so good. Of course they're like, I'm so great. I'm so successful. Of course they're threatened by me. No, it's not that. It's just, I'm a very raw and real person online. I show my real skin. I show my breakouts. I show unfiltered beauty. And I'm not afraid to speak up about something I'm passionate about. Which is very, I would say, rare in the beauty industry. It's starting to become a little more normalized. But I would say the majority of beauty influencers are still very polished. You know, a lot of them do apply filters or only post a video if they're having a perfect skin day. And when they see my content, this raw, you know, just like very real content, they get threatened. And they get threatened because they haven't built up that courage to actually show their real skin or be authentic themselves. They struggle posting their skin on a bad day or posting their face without a filter on or posting their face bare face without makeup on because they haven't built up that courage or that confidence or they haven't worked on themselves enough to reach that goal or reach that place of confidence that I have. And I've put in the work to get there. I'm not saying I was born like this. I'm not saying, you know, like I woke up one day and had this like excessive love for my skin. No, I worked on this every day and I've gotten to that place. I'm maybe a little further down the journey, which is fine. It's totally okay to be not confident in your skin, but strive to get there one day. You know, everyone's on a different journey. I'm just maybe a little more ahead of some people in that. And I'm not afraid to show that online and be super authentic. And I really truly feel that a lot of creators in the space are threatened by me because they just don't understand how I can post that thing or post that unfiltered post or show, you know, a photo where my texture is really emphasized or my acne is really, really inflamed, because they could never, ever dare to post that themselves. So I do see a lot of that judgment in this space. And kind of that fear of success. This really, really applies for the whole, like, people above you are never going to really judge you, because I don't think a bigger influencer has ever come to my page and been like, oh my gosh, like I'm scared, like she's going to take over, you know, she's getting more followers, blah, blah, blah. No, they're like, there's room for everyone here. You get followers, I get followers, we all get views, we all grow more. But I would say people who, you know, maybe have a smaller following are maybe threatened by you because they think that, you know, they can never get to your level. And it's really great when these people who are maybe, you know, are not as far along in the goal as you are or in the journey as you are, look up to you and are looking at you for advice and looking at you in that sincere manner. That is amazing. That is the best feeling. I love when you guys even tell me that you want to start content creating and you come to me with advice and it feels just very authentic. I love that. But you can feel when it's inauthentic, when people are asking you, how do I get a brand deal? How do I get on a PR list? How do I get on a brand trip? You know, and it's like, that's not the point of this. That's not the point of any of this. So you start to kind of find those people who you can trust with that. And it definitely isn't easy, because I'm a very trusting person. And sometimes, you know, I think everyone has good intentions, and that's not always the case. But anyways, I went on a little bit of a tangent there. My whole point with that was, you know, people get threatened by your success and people think that there's not enough room for everybody in a space. And if someone, you know, is threatened by what you want to do in life and they feel like you're their competition, that's when it can become a bit of an issue. I definitely feel that a lot in the content creator and influencer space, that feeling of competition. Everyone kind of feels like they're competing against each other, which I don't think we should be, because everyone has their own niche and their own special like flavor to bring to the table. You know, we all have our followings for different reasons. Even if we're all like in the beauty space or whatever industry you're in, we all have something different that we are bringing to an audience, we are bringing to the industry. Even in my engineering job that I work, you know, every engineer that I work with is different. Everyone brings a little bit different. Everyone brings a little bit of a different skill or view or opinion to the table. And that's what makes such a great team to really get work done. So if someone is threatened by your success, someone feels like they're in a competition with you, you need to set boundaries there and maybe distance yourself, because that will only create this like, I want to say kind of this tense hatred, maybe not towards you exactly, but kind of by association because of what you are doing in life. And I want to give some examples here because I've had some situations like this happen to me. So back in high school, I was actually my high school's valedictorian. And I remember I started to see very clearly who were my true friends and who were just friends with me. But didn't actually want to see me be successful, because when it got announced that I was valedictorian, you know, I had friends be so genuinely excited for me, so supportive of me and all of that, and not, you know, ever wishing that they were in the spot I was in. They were just happy for my success. But then I had other people who claimed to be my friends who were annoyed that I got this opportunity, who were annoyed by my success, who were frustrated that they were not in my shoes. I had one, you know, old friend from the past say that they couldn't be happy for me in that moment because it wasn't them who had this accomplishment. It wasn't them who got this opportunity. It was me, and they couldn't be happy for me. And that was a very hard thing to hear from someone I considered a friend. And I appreciated their honesty. I really did, because they sat down and had a very honest conversation with me, saying that, you know, my success didn't make them feel good because they felt like they always had something that they had to chase after. But it didn't make me feel good either, because it felt like the friendship didn't even matter anymore. And what mattered more was, you know, them kind of chasing after my success and hopefully trying to beat me in this made up game of life, you know? So it was tough to hear for sure, but it was good to experience that and be exposed to it, because it was definitely a huge life lesson in realizing that not everyone is rooting for you, even when you think they are. And for these reasons, like, and those experiences I've had, I understand why people live in that fear of judgment, because it's very real, and there are people who can definitely try to bring you down when you're on this journey of trying to reach your goals. But with that, and I think I also need to make a full episode about this topic, but I do really encourage, you know, keeping certain things to yourself and certain things just for you in terms of success, and not just flaunting it around, because that's when people who are envious or are trying to bring you down can really come out and kind of, you know, use everything you're putting out as energy to fuel your downfall. So sometimes it's better to keep stuff for yourself. Like for me, if I get like a job interview, I'm not telling anybody until it's done and I got the job. You know what I mean? Like I really try to keep that stuff more close to home and just really share it with the people I truly, truly trust, because there's no reason to put it like all out into the world if it's not there yet. And that's one major tip I have. But that kind of sidetracks from this, but to end off this podcast, you know, I really want to remind you of kind of taking it back and kind of taking it full circle of why you should break the cycle of fearing judgment, and the importance of it, because you don't want to be at the end of your life with regrets. That is something that I think scares me more than having a fear of being judged by other people, is the fear of me regretting something later in life, regretting not chasing after my goals a bit faster, regretting not being more hungry for what I want to reach in life. And there's so many people you can talk to who are at any age in their life, and they will have something that they wish they would have done differently. But I think the worst feeling is to feel that you did not fight for yourself and your goals, and you did not put yourself first because you were afraid of what random people who, you know, were not living out your goals for you thought about you. And you let that fear of judgment take control and stop you from accomplishing what you want to do in life. And that is a really scary feeling. If there's anything in life that you are afraid to do because you are afraid of the judgment, whether it comes from your parents, your friends, random people on the internet, or, you know, someone you are close with, it is really important to think about how that will affect you 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, and if it will make you happier that you stopped yourself from making that decision, or if you are upset that you didn't live that dream through. I know so many people, you know, say that they didn't take a certain job opportunity, or they didn't, you know, maybe quit their traditional job and start a business that they really wanted to do, or didn't move across the country because they were afraid of being judged, or they were afraid of what people around them would say about them. And that just makes me so sad, because they will forever have this long life dream that they were not able to live out because they let the fear of judgment take over. And that is kind of where I want to leave you with this, because I hope I've created that fear within you that you should not be afraid of judgment. You should be afraid of letting go and stopping yourself, holding yourself back from fulfilling your greatest potential in life and fulfilling your dreams and aspirations and just being happy. Because I think that is the number one thing that we are all chasing in this life, is to just be happy. And what brings us happiness and truly fuels, you know, our inner happiness is fulfilling our goals, our aspirations, and, you know, working to become a better version of ourselves every single day. So if you are letting that fear of judgment restrict you, it's really going to be something I really truly think you're going to regret in a couple of years, or 5 years, or 10 years, or 20. So shift that fear of judgment to a fear of not living out and a fear of regret. And hopefully after this episode, I've kind of been able to shift your perspective a little bit. Let's have a conversation about all of these topics in the comments below. If you're watching on YouTube, I would love to hear your opinions on this podcast, as well as let me know what topics you want us to get loud about in next week's episode, whatever guests you want me to have on, just let me know down below in the comments. If you are listening on Apple or Spotify, it would mean the world to me if you gave this podcast a 5-star rating and even left me a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback. Thank you so much, though, for tuning into this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Thank you for getting loud with me. Hopefully this episode was helpful. I absolutely love talking and doing these podcasts for you guys. It literally makes me so, so happy. And I'm so happy that I can share my loud talk with you all. So thank you for tuning into this week's episode. And you will hear from me next Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. Make sure you turn on your post notifications for like YouTube, Spotify, and Apple so you don't miss out on an episode. But that is all for this one. Remember, tell yourself something you love about your skin today, and you'll hear from me next week. Bye, everyone.